welcome to the Dear Loves Just Breathe podcast with me, Elisa Lindstrom. I'm here to help you declutter your home in an easy and authentic way so you can have less clutter in your home and your life. Hello and welcome to the podcast. Today, let's talk about storage. I've been working a lot with clients on their storage and a lot of things have come up. So I'm going to give you some tips and tricks for your storage. So let's just get started. So first of all, if you follow me on Instagram, or if you've been listening to the podcast, I have probably said, don't store a lot of stuff. Don't put, just throw things in storage, but we all do it, right? So, and I'm not saying that in a judgmental way of don't do it, but if you, there are reasons why we need to put stuff in storage. And so this is what I would suggest before, when you are thinking of putting anything into storage, before you put it into storage, put some things into consideration, right? My biggest suggestion would be to declutter those items before you put them in storage. Now, it might be a situation where you have no time right now to declutter it. You don't have the bandwidth to think about decluttering it. You are putting it in storage because it is not your stuff in the first place. Maybe someone just passed away and you're just putting it all in storage. Maybe you, someone passed away and you are grieving and you do not want to go through the stuff yet. All of these are very real and reasonable reasons to not declutter the stuff right now. But if it is not a situation like that, and you do have the bandwidth to declutter, I would really suggest before you put anything in storage to declutter it first. And I'm not just talking about storage as in some big storage compound, like they're all over the United States, but I'm talking about even putting something in the garage or the shed or the attic or the cellar or this basement or whatever you have. Like before you do that, to me, what I've been seeing is everyone with the best of intentions puts items in the storage, but it becomes no man's land and it does not get looked at again. So if you have the bandwidth and the time to, I mean, and you know me, I'm going to say it's only 15 minutes a day, it's only one box a day or whatever you want to do, however you want to do it, like you don't have to do it all at once. But if you could go through and sort things, sort through it, that would be the best thing I would suggest. So that is my basic on storage and putting things in storage. Now let's talk about containers because this is something that is definitely coming up as an issue. I have seen all sorts of containers in storage, in different people's storage. And I'm going to suggest that if you are putting storage in a place in your home that is not like a closet or something, it is like an attic or a cellar slash basement or garage. And especially if you put it in the shed, the receptacle that you put it in is going to be very important. I'm not a huge fan of going out and buying a million plastic tubs, but in this case, I would say a plastic tub or something where the items would be water, like safe in terms of water situations and pest situations, is really important. So if you have, let's say someone in your family passed away, and you cannot handle going through it right now, and you're just like, I'm just going to put it in storage, I would suggest, if possible, taking the items out if you can, if it's not emotionally too much for you, and very carefully and nicely putting them in plastic tubs, or I don't know what other things there are. I mean, I guess plastic could technically melt if you're in a very hot area, but yeah, try to think about the storage. Try to like put some consideration into it instead of just throwing it into storage. Put some consideration into what you're putting the items in. And with that, I would also suggest, if possible, if you cannot sort, or if you do sort, either if it's sorted or not sorted, and you're putting it in new items, in new containers, or in boxes, new boxes, or whatever, labeling exactly what is inside that box is going to make your life a little bit easier in the future. And it's just that one little thing that will help you in the future. and then another item that has kind of come up, and I would like to just suggest to you, if you don't already know this, and if you know this, please do not think that I'm trying to be a jerk here. This is really because I've helped people with storage units, and they've had heavy items on top of not heavy items, lighter items, and then the lighter items got crushed. So if you get a storage unit, or if you have a storage unit in your building, or if you even in your basement or your attic or your garage, just stuffing everything in is not the chance that something could go wrong with that is really high. I'm no statistician, so I don't really know what the statistics are on that. Sorry, why did I say that word? but yeah, I have had to help clients throw things away or recycle or what have you, or give away things that have been crushed because they were just all crammed in there. It's not good for the items in terms of sitting there. And then when you're trying to take things out, it can make for a little hazardous situation when you're trying to take things out of that storage. So yeah, the takeaways for this are be very mindful of what you're putting into your storage. If you cannot sort through it before you put it in storage, do everything you can to be mindful when it goes into storage still by labeling it, by putting it in containers that protect the items, and also be mindful when you're putting everything in the storage area, wherever that is. Yeah, and that's what I wanted to suggest to you today. This is going to be a pretty short podcast. I'm not feeling very well, so I'm going to go take a nap. But yeah, I hope you guys have an awesome week, and I will talk to you next week. Take care. Thank you for listening to the Dear Loves Just Breathe podcast. If you like this episode, be sure to subscribe so you can hear it every week as it comes out. If you'd like to know more about decluttering with me, check out the show notes to see how I can help you. Have a great day.